Welcome, welcome to everyone tuning in today. This is Dissertation in 90 Days, brought to you by Writers ER, your go-to support system on this thrilling journey toward earning your PhD. I'm thrilled to have you here, beginning what promises to be another insightful episode designed to not just inspire, but to equip you with the practical tools you need to succeed. Today, we're diving into a topic that's both close to my heart and incredibly relevant in our digital age, the transformative power of social media in academic networking. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Social media? Isn't that just for sharing vacation photos, memes, and what we had for lunch? Well, let me share a little story with you. Not too long ago, I had a conversation with a colleague who was utterly convinced that social media had no place in the serious world of academia. "It's all fluff," they said. "How can something I use to watch cat videos help me with my research?" Fast forward a few months, and this very colleague was sharing how they connected with a leading researcher in their field, all thanks to a Twitter thread. They went from skeptics to believers, all because they opened themselves up to the possibilities that social media offers. This story perfectly encapsulates the journey we're on today. We're going to explore how platforms that seem designed for leisure and entertainment can actually become powerful tools in building your academic network, enhancing your research, and even finding opportunities that can propel your career forward. So, grab your notepad, a fresh cup of coffee, and let's demystify the role of social media in academia together. It's going to be practical, engaging, and above all, transformative. Let's get started. All right, let's dive into the heart of today's discussion, understanding the academic potential of social media. It's more than just a tool for staying in touch with friends and family. It's a powerful platform for networking, especially for you, the doctoral candidates out there. Networking. Now, that's a word we hear tossed around a lot, isn't it? But in the world of academia, it's not just about exchanging business cards at conferences anymore. It's about creating connections, sharing your research, and engaging with peers and leaders in your field. And where is everyone gathering these days? Online, on social media platforms. So, which platforms are we talking about? Think LinkedIn, ResearchGate, Twitter. Each of these has its own vibe and community, but they're all incredibly useful for academic purposes. LinkedIn is great for professional networking. ResearchGate connects you directly with research communities. Twitter offers real-time engagement with academics worldwide and academia. Edu can help disseminate your work to a broader audience. Now, how do you make sure you're attracting the right academic audience on these platforms? Start with a professional photo. This isn't the place for that beach vacation selfie. You want a clear, professional-looking headshot that says, "I'm serious about my work." Next up, your bio. Keep it concise, but informative. Highlight your research interests, key academic achievements, and what you're currently working on. This isn't just a resume. It's a snapshot of your academic persona. Think of it as your elevator pitch to the academic world. And when it comes to communication, remember the golden rule: clear, engaging, and professional. Every tweet, post, or message is a reflection of you and your work. Engage with your audience as if you're speaking to them face to face, with the same respect and attention to detail you'd show in a professional setting. So, to wrap this up, social media isn't just social anymore. It's a platform ripe with opportunities for academic growth and networking. By setting up a professional profile and engaging thoughtfully, you're opening doors to a world of possibilities. Let's make the most of it, shall we? All right, let's shift gears and dive into the heart of today's discussion, building your academic network. This is where the rubber meets the road, folks. Networking might seem daunting at first, but trust me, it's a game changer, especially in the academic world. Let's break it down into manageable steps, shall we? First off, identifying key figures in your field, think researchers, professors, and fellow doctoral candidates, is crucial. These are the folks who will not only inspire you, but could also become collaborators, mentors, or even friends. So, how do you find them? Start by checking out who's publishing influential papers in your area of study. Then, head over to social media platforms like LinkedIn and Twitter, where these professionals are likely sharing their latest work and thoughts. Now, here comes the interactive part, engaging with content. Don't just passively scroll through posts, comment on them, share them, and yes, post your own finding S too. Make sure your contributions are insightful, respectful, and add value to the conversation. This isn't just about making noise, it's about being heard in the right way. Let's put this into practice. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to identify three researchers in your field and engage with their work on social media this week. Here's a step-by-step guide to approach this task. Research. Spend some time finding out what these researchers are currently working on. Read their latest papers or blog posts to get a sense of their interests and expertise. Engage. Start by following their social media profiles. Like and comment on their posts in a meaningful way. If you found a particular piece of research interesting, let them know why. Be specific and professional. Share. If you come across research or articles relevant to their work, share it and tag them. This shows you're not just interested in their work, but you're also thinking about how it connects to the broader field. Post. Share your own insights and research findings. Use hashtags relevant to your field and tag these key figures if your work relates to theirs. This isn't about seeking attention, but fostering genuine academic exchange. Remember, the goal here isn't just to get noticed, it's about building connections that are mutually beneficial. Engage in discussions, contribute your thoughts, and be open to learning from others. Finally, don't underestimate the power of hashtags and academic groups on platforms like Twitter and LinkedIn. They can significantly broaden your reach and help you discover new research opportunities, upcoming conferences, and even funding sources. Join groups related to your field and participate actively. Building your academic network is an ongoing process. It's about planting seeds today that will grow into fruitful collaborations tomorrow. So, take a deep breath, step out of your comfort zone, and start connecting. Who knows where these connections might lead? Let's dive into how social media isn't just about staying in touch with friends and family or scrolling through endless feeds of vacation photos. It's also a goldmine for researchers like you, looking to stay on the cutting edge of your field, connect with like-minded scholars, and even find collaborators for your next big project. First off, keeping updated on the latest research and trends in your area of study has never been easier, thanks to platforms like Twitter and LinkedIn. Follow journals, institutions, and thought leaders to get instant updates on new publications and discussions. It's like having a live feed of the world's academic pulse right at your fingertips. Now, have you ever thought about hosting a live Q&A session on your research topic? Or perhaps participating in a webinar? These are fantastic ways to increase your visibility and connect with potential collaborators or mentors. It's not just about putting your name out there, it's about engaging in meaningful conversations that could spark new ideas or lead to joint research projects. And speaking of collaboration, social media is a networking powerhouse for finding people whose research interests align with yours. Imagine discovering someone halfway across the globe working on a project that complements your dissertation. Together, you could break new ground, combining your insights and efforts. Let me share a story that perfectly illustrates this point. A doctoral candidate, let's call them Alex, used Twitter to share preliminary findings from their research on renewable energy sources. This caught the attention of Sam, a researcher from another country working on similar challenges. They started a conversation, shared data, and eventually decided to collaborate on a joint paper. This partnership not only enriched their work, but also opened doors to presenting at international conferences and publishing in high-impact journals. Their success story began with a simple tweet. So, what's the takeaway? Social media isn't just a distraction or a way to pass time. It's a powerful tool for academic research and collaboration. By engaging with your academic community online, sharing your work, and participating in discussions, you can significantly enhance your research journey and open up new avenues for collaboration and discovery. As we wrap up today's episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, let's quickly revisit the key insights we've shared. We've talked about the undeniable importance of crafting a professional online presence, the incredible value of actively engaging with the academic community, and the unmatched potential of leveraging social media to foster research collaboration. These are not just tips. They are essential strategies for thriving in today's academic landscape. Remember, approaching social media with a strategic, goal-oriented mindset doesn't mean losing your authenticity. On the contrary, being genuine and showing a real passion for your field will attract like-minded scholars and opportunities. It's about blending professionalism with your unique voice and interests. So here's your call to action. Start today. Take a moment to review and update your social media profiles with the tips we've discussed. Make it a goal to engage with at least one academic post or discussion by the end of this week. You never know where these small steps might lead you, and we want to hear about your journey. Share your progress, experiences, and stories of academic networking success on social media. Tag the podcast for a chance to be featured in future episodes. Your story could inspire others and build a community of scholars who support and uplift each other. Before we sign off, a special resource for those looking to make significant progress on their dissertations. Check out the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 months or Less, by Dr. Anthony Robinson, who completed not one, but two dissertations in just 6 months. This playbook is a treasure trove of strategies and insights available for download at writerser.com/playbook. Don't miss out on this incredible resource. Thank you for joining me today. Your dedication to your academic journey is inspiring, and I'm excited to see where these strategies will take you. Until next time, keep pushing forward, keep engaging, and let's make those academic dreams a reality.